This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. I hope you guys love me. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys for joining us for hour two. We are really, really excited about it. We are going to be joined by a new affiliate, WLDS, in Springfield, Illinois. Very excited to join the new listeners. Current listeners, be nice to the new guys. Be nice. Everybody be nice. We all can all play nice. And, kind of show them the ropes, right? Because they're going to be like, what is she talking about, huh? What? Wait, did she just say that? Just go with it. So, there has been a cluster of side effects, I guess, reported over the last few days in a few states. And it was making people nervous. I didn't really hear that much about them because, the media has been a little reluctant to be over vocal on side effects because every time somebody hears a side effect, people panic. I am for transparency, but I understand. I can see both sides. I understand that some people freak out. So apparently, there were about five states where there were some quote-unquote reactions. California, let me see what else they say here. I apologize. I'm at the age where I'm not going to remember the five states. Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, and North Carolina. Okay? Sorry I didn't have those memorized. And apparently, over the 3 days, April 7th to April 19th, clinics were reporting there were some multiple side effects, whereas people were getting chest pain, some had racing hearts, some had nausea, some had vomiting, some fainted, some had dizziness. Nobody died. But the chest pain, trouble breathing, dizziness, they interviewed everybody. They say what they've reviewed. And remember, this was April 7th to April 9th, so they didn't have some time to look at it. They chalked it up to, quote, anxiety. And so they want everybody relieved that it wasn't anything severe. Now, this happened with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Four of the five clinics had temporarily shut down as officials tried to sort out what was happening. Yeah, now remember a few weeks ago, there were clinics that said they were having issues with the vaccine, so they're just going to close down and not give it. And it was a very small article. I think I spoke about it for about a few minutes because there really wasn't much to say. There wasn't a lot of information, but there were some clinics here and there that had to shut down during the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout. Now, keep in mind, April 7th to April 9th, people were freaking out about blood clots. And until the CDC looked at the situation, I think people were going, is this going to happen to me? Is this going to happen to me? And so, as a physician, I see all sides of things, luckily. And so for those people coming in anxious and nervous, it's going to hurt. Sometimes that makes it hurt more. For others, they go, it's not going to be that bad. We all have little coping mechanisms. For me, I think of worst case scenario, and then I'm like, it was a nothing. So for me, I kind of have to be the, pessimist originally. Like, before I ever go for surgery, I'm kissing the kids, I'm telling them how I want my funeral to be, God forbid, I want open bar, make sure daddy doesn't go cheap because I really want my friends to be able to party, I want closed caskets because I don't want anybody looking at me going, she looks horrible dead, I want them to remember me, my Facebook profile, profile picture that has my lashes and all sorts of stuff as good as they could be. I don't know what the embalmer is going to do in terms of makeup. Which is another thing. If I do have to have open casket, I have a couple makeup artists that I'm going to want to have come down. But I just said, forget about it. Just save the money on the makeup and the hair and just stick me in a muumuu, close it up, and open up the bar. Put the money there. So before I go for surgery, I'm always like that. I'm like, okay, just in case I don't make it, you know, and then, oh, I made it. And then I'm all happy. The family's already divided up. Who gets the car? Right? Who gets the money? But they're like, all right, mom made it. So the, you know, so when, you know, people do kind of go into it going, all right, something bad is going to happen. Something, you know, yes, it could be anxiety. And we talked about vasovagal syncope. We talked about how sometimes people will just faint, even if they don't want to. A lot of dudes would faint when they got their blood drawn in my office. And it was mostly men than females. And we would, it got to the point where I almost wanted to lie to people. I'm like, look, you know, do you get a little queasy? It's okay. It's okay. You know, trust me, I'm not going to think you any less manly. And he's still burly to me. You want to lie down when you get blood drawn? A lot of them say, yeah, I want to lie down. Good. Lie down. It's fine. Fine with it. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to post on Facebook. I'm not going to giggle. You're smiling. I'm not smiling. I'm not smiling. I think it's really cool. I think it's really, really cool that you as a burly guy want to lie down and get your blood drawn. I think it's totally fine. I don't blame you. So sometimes we do have to lie people down because they will pass out just by a simple blood draw. So when I hear that somebody passed out during a shot, I don't panic. If I hear somebody collapsed when it's a cardiac arrest, yeah, that I'm going to be a lot more concerned about it. I want investigated very thoroughly. So somebody having chest pain, somebody having a panic attack, somebody feeling dizzy, as long as their heart looks good and all their cardiac enzymes, and as long as they all got exams, I can understand why they might chalk it up to quote-unquote anxiety. But I'm sure you have people out there going, now, wait a second. Is this going to now put me in a position where I'm going to be accused of it being all in my head? No. You know, I mean, you know, anxiety can manifest in a variety of ways. Anxiety can manifest in hair loss. Anxiety can manifest in weight gain, weight loss manifests. So, you know, just because somebody says anxiety does not mean that, you know, nobody believes you and you're being a hypochondriac. It's a real issue. But if you think there was something that happened to you with the shot, you want to talk to your doctor so then they can at least start, you know, investigating it. But this is exactly why I said it was a good move for the CDC and FDA to at least do a pause before they put the vaccine back, because I think the American public wanted to know that there were some eyes on the vaccine. You know, as people start to freak out, can you investigate it? If this is something that wasn't listed on the side effect list, you know, from the company, can you independently at least investigate it? So once they investigated it, if you're noticing, people are pretty enthusiastic about the vaccine. People are getting the Johnson & Johnson. One shot, they feel great, you know, but I agree. Those people that are young, those people that could be at risk for a clot, do need to be educated that there might be a risk. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay. So, we live in a very visual world. Social media, regular media, it's all about videos and catching things that happen in real world. Reality TV shows aren't now the most common thing watched, is these videos of real life, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook or Twitter. And so there are a lot of people out there making content, and then there's people that are just falling upon some content. And so when it comes to content of these videos, some of the content makes it all the way into a courtroom, such as what happened with George Floyd. Somebody capturing on video what happened with Officer Derek Chauvin and George Floyd dying. And then some of the videos might not be of something that's happened historically. it might be a, I'm going to mess with this person. Like, there's this one video that has kind of gone viral where a guy wants to buy chapstick. And I guess he puts the chapstick at, you know, when you go to the grocery store, he puts it at the, like, the way beginning part because he wants the cashier to hit the button that makes the belt, the conveyor belt go. So the thing has to roll. And you see her go, really? What's the point? And then he goes, yeah, I don't want to buy it anyway. But he wanted to catch that on video. So, you know, people are, you know, falling upon content or they're making their own content. Well, I'm not sure what happened here because we're only getting part of the story, but it is absolutely frightening and it's sad. So there was a young Holiday Inn worker who I believe on Reddit has identified as gay. And he was apparently called a homophobic slur and was ridiculed and kind of taunted and yelled at by a customer at this Holiday Inn. And the customer videotaped the whole thing, except I guess the part with the homophobic slur. And the boy, known as Caleb, apparently has bipolar disorder with depression, and he said schizoactive tendencies. So in this video, he tries to disengage, you know, from the customer. I guess the customer was mad because the reservation was wrong or something. And I don't know if the customer thought it was a race issue, so I'm not sure all the exchange had happened. But on the video, you start to see the boy, he looks like he couldn't be older than 22, 23, get so frustrated, get so angry that he starts to hit himself in the head, slam his head against the computer, and then he tries to get away from the customer. He starts to cry and you know, wail in despair. And the customer follows him behind the counter and is still laughing. And the boy had said, you ruined my life. You just ruined my life. And, you know, because again, once a video goes viral and all he did was go to work and he suffers from some, mental health challenges, and somebody caught an episode that he induced onto this customer. The video gets picked up by a popular influencer, Tariq Nasheed. Now, Tariq Nasheed had posted this video. I didn't want to post the video because, again, I want this boy to have some privacy, but the video got posted, and when people realized, but wait a second, there was a homophobic slur, and there was a, you know, this is a boy with mental illness being ridiculed. You know, was it really a race issue? Is this content that is supposed to help racial divide, or is this making fun of people who are gay, making fun of people who have mental illness? And so a person by the name of Jeremy, I don't know what his last name is, hold on a second, Jeremy Hambly set up a GoFundMe page. Within hours, it went up to about $125,000 being raised. Even Tariq, who actually put the video out there, it wasn't his video. I don't think he made the video. He's the one that, when there is racial injustice, he posts it. So he thought this was racial injustice, so he posted it. He even said he donated, but he said that the page is a scam. And the person who created the page had given us a quote, and the quote was supposedly from Caleb, who said the following. He said, I can't see without my glasses. He said, I do have, okay, hold on a second. While I've now quit my position, my management supported me. The guest was ejected from the hotel. I do have mental disorders. He says I suffer from BPD, schizoaffective disorders. What this fine gentleman behind the camera didn't record is the fact that he called me the F word for an associate's mistake. He was aggressive and fishing for reaction. He sure got it, and I'm glad this was a wake-up call for me to stop slaving away for corporations who do not care about you or the guests. So many issues are being brought up here in this, all right? You know, one is, somebody makes a mistake at work. I can't tell you how many times somebody would mess up at work and you're trying to fix it and you're the one that gets all the hate. It's, you know. Number two is you have people that are sitting ducks when it comes to customers who want to berate and rant. And I can't tell you, you know, when it came to like the mask mandate and we had public officials say, if you don't enforce it, you get closed down. Well, if you can't hire 6'2" security and you have women who are pregnant in their 6 month of pregnancy weighing only 110 pounds, you're going to ask them to enforce something that people are going to be a little violent about? So we unfortunately have many people at, in work situations where they all they want to do is go to work. They can't be expected to every day accost what police officers accost in terms of people coming in wanting to be confrontational. Then we have the issue of people with mental illness, right? You know, many times avoiding work for this reason. If somebody has triggers and will have a tick or have an outburst or not be able to control their emotions, right? They have a right to work like anybody else. But if they're now going to be in a position where at any time somebody, you know, kind of wants the confrontation to be able to go on the video and go viral, we're going to have a lot of people with mental illness go back into isolation, not want to be out there in the workforce. And we're being told, some sources are saying this boy is already suicidal because there's a video of him circulating having his breakdown. Now, he wore a mask. I don't think anybody could, well, maybe the mask came off. So, you know, it's multiple people, unfortunately, between those posting it and making the video and all that, have now brought the issue up of are those with mental illness now being at higher risk of being quote-unquote canceled or attacked as they might not have the filters, they might not have the social controls as people without mental illness, and if they get driven by somebody doing bait or whatever, they could unfortunately be in a position where their lives are ruined. Nobody wants to see somebody get caught on camera, say something stupid, lose their job, you know, and go, oh my gosh, you know, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Well, it won't happen to you if you don't do anything stupid, if you don't say anything racist, and if you don't, you know, if you abide by the law. But unfortunately, there are people there that might bait you to the point where they're like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. You're this, you're this, you're this. Somebody tried to bait me the other day. And it was sad because it was against women and white doctors. And they're like, I would never have a white woman doctor take care of me. I'd rather die by suicide. I'm not going to go into that. It's sad. You know, it's sad that there are people out there that would rather die of suicide than have a white female, you know, be their doctor. I'm sure there's underlying issues that need to be addressed in terms of, you know, why that emotion stirs when they see a female who's white in medicine. But I'm not going to engage, you know, and it's, you know, and those people that, let's say, have schizoaffective tendencies that might have delusions or hallucinations or depression, or, you know, they might want to, you know, set the record straight, but I'm not racist. But I'm not, you know, and so what if I'm gay? Why does that have to be? And they might interact, and unfortunately, he tried not to interact. He didn't have an outlet, and he ended up having an episode where he hit his head repeatedly on his computer. So those that are vulnerable, you know, with multiple diagnoses out there are not going to want to be videotaped, be made viral, be made laughingstocks, or be accused of being racist. If they aren't, or those who are gay, they want their privacy in terms of being gay or straight out in it, and are kind of activity when it comes to you know, videos and you know, putting people online. It's unfortunately might take a toll, and I hope nothing happens to this boy. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated. That's nearly 40% of all U.S. adults.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients making that announcement during a news briefing. Police across the nation are mourning the death of an officer in Gilbert, Arizona. A suspect in a stolen car struck and killed one officer, critically injuring another during a wild chase involving gunfire and multiple law enforcement agencies in the Phoenix suburb. Chandler police officer Christopher Farr was killed, and a Gilbert police officer was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey ordering flags at half-staff to honor the fallen officer. USA Radio News. A 24-year-old suspect has been detained in southern China after a stabbing incident at a local school.
Two children were killed and 16 other people were injured after a man with a knife attacked a kindergarten in southern China. Officials say two teachers were injured. The attack took place at a kindergarten in Xinfeng. Authorities say the suspect was going through a divorce and his wife worked at the school. China has experienced multiple mass stabbings at schools and daycare centers recently, including an attack in which a security guard injured 39 children and teachers at Wangfu County Center Primary School in Guangxi. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The process is moving forward for Harvey Weinstein to be extradited to California on sex crimes charges he faces in that state. A judge says Weinstein and his legal team have 30 days to appeal the extradition before he is transferred to L.A. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So 45 people got crushed. This is just horrifying. It's just something you don't hear about. 45 people were crushed to death. Over 150 people hurt in a stampede at a religious event in Israel called Lag BaOmer. And many are in critical condition. Ambulances, helicopters evacuate victims. This was a very large gathering that was held in Israel, one of the largest since the COVID outbreak. Apparently kids died in this as well. You're not supposed to be dying during a religious festival in Holland. I'll tell you what Lag BaOmer is in a second. But at least 45 people were crushed to death, more than 150 people hurt, including many in critical condition, that a stampede after midnight occurred Thursday at a mass gathering to celebrate Lagba Omer holiday in Mount Meron. Medics said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the incident, quote, a terrible disaster, promised a thorough investigation, and said that Sunday would be declared a day of national mourning. The events is believed to be the worst peacetime tragedy in modern Israeli history, with a death toll higher than the 44 who lost their lives in the 2010 Mount Carmel forest fire. So the wounded were taken to Ziv Hospital in Safed and the Galilee Medical Center in Nahariya, Rambam Hospital in Haifa, Poraya Hospital in Tiberias, and Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital in Jerusalem. By Friday afternoon, 21 people were still in hospital, some of them in serious condition. Apparently, people are still searching for their families and friends who could have been injured. And so there's a bunch of numbers here. And police think that maybe this centered on a slippery walkway where there was a metal floor and where the crowding was at its height. And in some of the videos, you see some people start to fall and trip. They say large numbers of participants in a concert had been moving through the walkway, which was on an incline. Many of them slipped, falling on those below them, causing a crushing domino effect. MDA spokesperson Zaki Heller told the Yonet news site that the deaths were caused by severe overcrowding. Now, they say huge crowds were attended the annual gathering in the Northern Galilee, which includes visits to the gravesite of the 2nd century sage Rabbi Simon Bar Yochai, massive bonfires on the mountainside. And, you know, usually with Lag BaOmer, it's supposed to be a positive celebratory holiday after a period of mourning. So Lag BaOmer, it's a holiday that occurs on the 33rd day of the Omer, which is a 49-day period between Passover and Shavuot. You know how we just had Passover and Easter. And it's a break from the mourning of the Omer, which are... That's where in Jewish law, we're not supposed to get married, we're not supposed to, you know, have haircuts, things like that. And I guess observant Jews, it's supposed to show restraint because during this season, years ago, I think 18, trying to think when in the Bible this happened, there was a season where a plague killed thousands, it was actually after the Bible, thousands of Rabbi Akiva's students, and there was a plague. And I guess thousands of people died, and so the plague had ceased on Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of Omer, and so Lag and the Gimel Lag, it's supposed to kind of have some symbolism. So it's a happy day because it interrupted the sadness of the Omer period. That's when the plague ended, and it's a much longer story. But there's also a battle, and unfortunately, in biblical times, many of the Jewish holidays are based on, you know, us dying and, you know, persecution and, you know, avoiding death and being able to battle, you know, win battles. It's you know, most of our holidays, unfortunately, you know, are always have very solemn, dramatic stories surrounding them. But that's why the celebrations then seem to be pretty dramatic themselves. Nobody is supposed to run. I don't know of that being a part. I mean, even in a parade, we don't run. So then you start to wonder what might have initially started it. Now, I do see a video where a couple people did fall. Now, usually if somebody falls, you stop and you help them up. But when you have thousands, or that apparently tens of thousands of people show up, unfortunately, it is chaos. And if people are pushing from behind and you get pushed, you don't have a lot of force to stand. Everybody's noisy. They're yelling with that many people. You're saying stop. Unfortunately, things like this happen. And to see kids get killed, they think maybe 100,000 people were at the site. So police did shut down the entire event. Roadblocks set up to prevent people from arriving on the scene. And this is just something that you would just not expect to see now. Yeah, it's a shame. And I wish it didn't have to happen. It's horrible. Also, horrible news. Sorry about this one. In China, there was a kindergarten where two children were died at a stabbing in Bailu City. Apparently, multiple people have been wounded. Two of the wounded, about 16 others have been wounded, are in serious condition. There was a mass stabbing in Bailu City in Guangxi Zhuan Autonomous Region. Now, they have arrested a suspect. And apparently, this is the first time this has happened. China has faced a spate of knife attacks on schools over the years. Those found to have carried out the attacks have usually been people living with mental illness or seeking revenge against officials or individuals known to them. They don't know why people started, you know, this person started stabbing kids on Wednesday's attack, but the suspect is reported to have entered the kindergarten in the Xingfeng area around 2 o'clock local time. Teachers were injured as well. Two children subsequently died of their injuries. A couple are now undergoing surgery. They say previously deadly attacks on school children in China include an incident in September 2019 in which 8 children were killed in the Hubei province and the death of 9 middle school students in northern China when a man attacked them as they were on their way home. Apparently, a 28-year-old reportedly claimed he had been bullied at the school as a child, and that was his motive to kill kids. People with mental illness, we have, unfortunately, a huge population that will take their maybe delusions or their thoughts to a level where they feel this is something that is okay, needs to do. And sometimes you never know they're out there because they isolate, they stay away from others. You know, we were just talking about how many people with mental illness want to be in the workforce, they want to be around others, they want to be a part of society. But with societal pressures, such as what happened with that boy being accused of being racist and accused of not helping the gentleman with the mistake, which is another thing. I'm noticing this squeaky wheel gets the grease is starting to be taken far too far with people. Somebody will make a mistake at a counter, and I notice somebody give them such a hard time. It's not their fault. But I think people want to use it as an excuse to lash out. People are angry. And so it's very easy to attack somebody behind the fast food counter or somebody behind a hotel counter. They get to feel like they are releasing their anger and frustration or they want to become famous showing a video of, look how I was, you know, attacked and the person got attacked. So it actually flipped. But, you know, those with mental illness need to be able to be, you know, around others that such that they can then be helped and supported. And, you know, when you look at Adam Lanza and the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, you know, everybody says he was a loner. Right? Well, maybe if somebody knew him, maybe they would have gotten him help. Maybe he would have been diagnosed earlier when he was much younger, before he was able to, as a teenager, get a gun and enter a school. We've got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was never even considered for prom queen or homecoming queen. Just when I think there was an election. And first of all, I'm not popular enough to even win an election. It's interesting. In high school, I did get some class offices or some club offices, and then my folks moved senior year, so I couldn't hold the office, which stunk, but Finally started to kind of come into my own by junior year, but then went to my fourth of four high school. So I didn't get to ever feel the love that happens when you win an election, except for the winning. We did win, too, but that was about it. But nowhere near for prom queen or homecoming queen, and that's okay. And so usually who wins prom king is popular, good-looking guy, you know? And then who wins prom queen is a popular, good-looking girl. And having been to four high schools, I have to admit, the people voted in or elected, I guess because it's an election, for prom king or queen, the guy's a pretty good-looking guy. Girl's a pretty good-looking girl. Now, I never thought they were supposed to be a couple. I know they have to do a dance. The reason why I know that is because my son won prom king. Now, he won prom king. Good-looking guy. But they had to do a skit, and the skit was funny. And so I think a lot of his votes came from people thinking he was funny. But still, I think my baby's as gorgeous as can be. But my baby won prom king. He had to dance with the prom queen. And I think they had to sit on a couple chairs. But they weren't really supposed to necessarily be a couple. But, you know, it's an old, old tradition. I need to look up when it first started. And, you know, for some of us, we're like, you know, is it archaic? It's just another way to kind of idolize, you know, the jocks, you know, or the big, or the beautiful popular people. And those of us have to be like, oh, yay, hail to the king and queen. And it's, you know, was it time for there to be some sort of an adjustment with it? Well, I always thought there was going to be some sort of an adjustment because there's been a lot of debate on the term king and queen, right? Especially after Game of Thrones, right? Well, queens can rule. Should queens be called kings? Should, you know, on the chessboard, should the queen be as tall as the king? On the chess sets I have, it looks like they're the same size, but I guess on others, the queen looks a little smaller than the king. Like I tell you, the queen gets to do all sorts of moves. All the king gets to do is go one step here, one step there, right? Like my husband, one step to the kitchen, one step to the couch, you know? Meanwhile, I'm upstairs, I'm downstairs, I'm here, I'm there. I'm like, oh, we need to go here, we're there. Right? So, you know, maybe that's where they got the movements from with the queen and king. Not stereotyping, but we're kind of moving, you know, all the way around. I'm moving in circles. The king, he's like, I'll go over here. I'll do one thing at a time. I don't want to make fun of my husband. He's a good guy. But apparently many schools are changing the homecoming queen and king concept to royals. Apparently in Dallas, back in December, student groups had threatened to boycott homecomings unless the king and queen became gender neutral. And so multiple universities, University of Minnesota, San Diego State, Tulane, John Carroll, University of Pittsburgh, Northern Arizona University, Stony Brook University, University of Nebraska, Omaha, I think Oklahoma. Let me see which school in Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma. They are, they're kind of getting rid of that whole homecoming king and queen. I believe two males were nominated, and it was more gender neutral. And they have two men named, I don't know, they named them either both royals, or I don't know what the title they gave them. So it's interesting to see how you know, things are progressing. And I, you know, personally, I like the idea of gender inclusive. I would also like the idea of non-popular girl, non-popular boy inclusive. You know, one thing I felt in high school is if you weren't pretty, if you weren't cool, you really got left out of the cool stuff. You know, and so I would love to see more inclusion with that. That's just me as well. But then, you know, what about the concept of king and queen? What's that song? Let's see, if queens were the queen, da 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 da. I don't know what the song is. I think it's Ava Max. I need to double check, but it's about queens. If kings let their queens rule. I need to double check the lyrics on that, but I could definitely see the next sort of move come from the concept of king and queen. Now, it's a little tricky because you have the concept of this is history. There were kings, there were queens. Some of these queens, like Queen Elizabeth, ruled for decades. Whether you're a queen or a king in Great Britain, you are the ruler, whether you're, you know, king or queen. But in terms of the separation of the names, there is this sort of stereotype that the king is the one that's more in charge than the queen. Okay? I mean, in my marriage, I always say it's equal. I say my husband gets just as many votes on the table as the kids, and I hold three times the votes. I hate to say it. It's not that I want to win. It's just, if I disagree with my husband and the kids, it's going to go my way. It just is. You know, I mean, I'm outnumbered. I got three dudes in the house. So call me Queen Dahlia. I don't care. I would like to be called a royal. I think that would be nice. But the reason why I bring it up is because we are every day noticing that certain things in our past that we thought wouldn't have even thought could have insinuated or stereotyped or caused a bias are now being scrutinized and being looked at under a microscope. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to start seeing changes on the chessboard. I think we're going to see that some people, like for example, when I was in chess tournaments, you had white and black, and the white chess pieces were allowed to go first. Okay, that's probably going to change. I don't know why that still exists. Aren't you supposed to flip a coin? But I remember you had to take turns, who was white, who was black, and if you had white, you got to go first. Now, I always liked black. I noticed that I won more games being black because I needed them to show their move, you know, what they were going to do. And, you know, and me in chess, I always knock out the queen. Not because I'm anti-woman. It's just I know most people's strategy is based on their queen. So I'll open up my pawns, knock out their queen, let them take my queen. I'll sacrifice my queen, knock out theirs. And then you see the look on their face, and I know they don't know how to win without a queen. I do. So I trained without a queen, that's how I would kind of be successful in small tournament arenas. I never really pursued it more than that. Maybe I will one day, but I can't really bring a hemorrhoid pillow to a chess set. So the reason I bring it up is because sometimes, you know, people might not be getting the memo. And so if, you know, you're saying, oh, you know, you should go for prom king or prom queen, or, you know, oh, you can't go for that. Things are changing. Okay, it's not going to be prom king or queen anymore, or homecoming king or queen. It's going to be, you know, gender neutral. Anybody will be able to have a chance to do that. Except for somebody that looks like me in high school. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll break that.
Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.